Okay, today's daf is Shvius daf Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey, 35. And we are in the fifth parak of Shvius, and we are in the middle of talking about the Shita of Rebbe Nechemia, as we will get back to. So we're giving three pshatim, shehi four pshatim, in Rebbe Nechemia. Rebbe Nechemia was the one that made the comment. We know that the Braisa, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, mentioned, based on what we've had before, that by trees, you go by chanata. What is the key moment in the tree's development to determine the year that the tree belongs to in terms of Trumas and Maestros halachas? You go by chanata. You go by the blossoming, and we said, what does chanata mean according to Rav Rishonim? It means the beginning blossoming development of the fruit. Maybe the Rambam holds later on, but that's the beginning. And it goes by Tu B'Shvat. That's the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. That's what Rav Shimon Gamliel said in the Braisa that was quoted, is Tosefta on Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. Then Rebbe Nechemia said about that's only true that you go by Chanat and you go by Tu B'Shvat, that's only true by a tree that is Oseh Shtei Granos Bashana. If a tree produces more than one crop during the year, so then you can differentiate between the early crop and the late crop, the early crop which does chanata before Tu B'Shvat, and the late crop after Tu B'Shvat. You have two different lakita times, two different harvesting times, and all is good. But a tree that does only one goren echad bashana, so then it gets confusing. Because there's early crop and it stays on, and you only have one lakita, you only have one harvesting towards the end of the year. But the problem is, if you go by chanata and Tu B'Shvat, there's going to be confusion. So that is why the Chachamim said only one time. Rebbe Chemia says it all goes by the following year. That's the Rebbe Chemia, and again the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel that gave the svar of his older Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan have ability to play around with the dates a little bit. So how does Rebbe Chemia work? What's the mechanism that he said you go by the later year? Did he, according to Rebbe Yochanan and Reish Lakish, did he switch the idea of chanata? By these types of trees, you don't go by chanata, you don't go by the early blossoming, you go by a later, havashlish. You go by stage that's called onas ha-maisris. And therefore, that's why. That always happens later. That always happens later in the year, and that's why you go by the following year. Is that what he meant to say? Is that his svara? That's number one, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and they both had a conversation about that. Or number two, what we ended with, and that is, no, he didn't switch the chanata, it's still chanata, but he switched the date. He switched to Rosh Hashanah. He switched from Tu B'Shvat to Rosh Hashanah. And then for Rosh Hashanah, that all the trees will have done chanata after Rosh Hashanah, and that's why it goes by the following year, according to Rebbe Nechemia. That was all number two, and that's what we're up to. Just one point that I mentioned outside, I mentioned the Brisker Rav yesterday, but I just wanted to read his words inside today to start. Brisker Rav spoke about Minhagim. Minhagim, right? We had a machlokes, so to speak, between Rabbi Bun Bar Kahana and Rabbi Yochanan, that the people were nagu, right? Rabbi Yochanan said the word nagu. So does that mean that it's right? So the concept of minhag, there have been svarim written about minhag, but number one, the Rambam, if you remember, includes minhag, at least certain minhagim, in Lo Sasur. If there is a minhag that a chazal told us to keep, if we don't keep even that minhag, so that minhag is what we might call a chefsa shel Torah. It's not just, it's a minhag. No, if the Rabbanan tell us to keep a minhag, so then we have to keep it. If we don't, it's a violation of Los Asur. There are many, many things that we do throughout the year that are minhagim. And this is the Rambam of the Binyan Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam says, Echa dvarim shalamdu osan mipi ashmua, whether it is a law that's learned out from Torah Sheval Peh. Or it's one of the halachas that's learned out with one of the midos, one of the hermeneutical, I think that's the word, laws that is used. And it appears that this should be the din. So either they have a misora about it, or they created it themselves through the midos shatarded reshes b'hen. V'echad varam sh'asu osan siyag la'Torah. Or even a din d'rabanan, right? The Rambam Shita, even din d'rabanan are included in Los Asur. Olufi ma'asha asha tzricha. V'im gzeres v'takonos v'ha minhagos. And minhagos. B'chol echad v'echad mishlosha dvarim elu. From all these three things, either they learned it out directly from Torah Shabbat Peh, they have a Mesora, or they learned it out with the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatran HaRashas Bahen, or it's a Dindur Rabbanan that they created, Siag, Takana, or Minhag. Any of those, mitzvah saseh l'shma lehen. Mitzvah daraisa to listen to them. That's Apiyat Torah Sheyerucha. V'over ala kolachas mehen, I'll call achas ben over below sase. Harei omer al pi atorah sheyerucha elo agzeres vatakanos vaminhagos sheyoru b'hem l'ravim ki lachazik hadas ulasakein ha'olam v'yalam mishpat sheyomu l'chata aseh elu dvarim shalom dosom min adin ba'achas anemida sheturin reshvein mikol adavar sheyagidu l'cha ze kabbalah shekiblu ish b'piyish. The Rambam says those three sections of the pasuk teach us all three areas which are included in lo saser, both the asay and the lo saser. And then the Rambam continues, mentions minhag in the next halacha too. Divrei Kabbalah ein b'hen machlokas la'olam. The Misora, category one. There's never a machlokas. V'kol davar shedivsim on machlokas, biyadua she'ino Kabbalah b'moshe Rabbeinu. If it goes all the way back, there's no machlokas about it. That's the, if you remember, the Rambam has the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. The first two have no machlokas. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai and Devarim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Those two categories have no machlokas about it. The difference between those two categories are, is there any type of remez in the Torah that if I would give you 50 years, would you figure it out? Right? Pre-Eitz Hadar being an Esrog, that's not a halacha Moshe Mishinai. Right? You might have figured that out. That's a beautiful fruit. Pre-Eitz Hadar. Ayin tachas ayin. Those are the two examples the Rambam gives. And Chazal. An eye for an eye. That's money. That means money. So is that so unusual? Almost every, you know, legal, you know, a law system in the world has that understanding, an eye for an eye. So those are Pirush Mamukubala Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Then you have many Halach Moshe Mizinais, as is listed. So both of those have no machlokas. V'advarim shalamedim ben adin, the next category, all the things that I learned after Yehu Midos, there's plenty of machlokas. Im eskimo lehem bezen agadol kulam, but if all the bezen agadol agrees to them, harei eskimu. V'im nechluku bohen ochanach haro, v'motzien adin echa l'rabim. V'chein, hagzeres, v'atakanos, v'ha min hagos. In Rome, Miksasan Sharoy Lixog Zerazu, Olasakin Takanazu, Oshia Nihu Ha'am Al Minhag Zeh, if they decide to make a Takana or a Xera, or they decide that a certain Minhag shall be kept, Vero Miksasan Shain Roy Lixog Zerazu, Velolasakin Takanazu, Velolan Yech Minhagzu, and others argue, No sin Minosan Alav. They discuss it, Keneged Elu, Elu Kenegeva Holchin Acharuban, Umotina Dover Echad, La Rabim. You always go by the Rove. You always go by the majority. So based connected to that, we mentioned that the Brisker Rav, the Grizz, in the Hilchos Brachas on the Rambam, discusses different types of minhagim. And he says, why does the Rambam say you can't make brachas on a minhag? Because it's hard to say vitzivanu. Can't say vitzivanu, right? He commanded us. What do you mean he commanded us? It's a minhag. So the Grizz says, but 1 minute, the Rambam says minhagim are included in Los Asur. So vitzivanu shouldn't be the problem. After all, you know, we are commanded to listen to the rabbis, and including listening to the rabbis is minhag. So what is the problem? What is the problem of saying vitzivanu when it comes to a minhag? So the Brisker Rav, that's where he says there must be something deeper than that. It's not just the word vitzivanu that's bothersome. And that is Vahanira Pashut, he says. Vildasa Rambam, Hadin Mavarchan ala Minag, Lav Mishum Taima, the Efshar Lomar Lovitzivanu. That's not the reason. Debamas Vildasa Rambam, Dimin Hagozuka Choldevay Sofrim. It's included and he should be able to say Vitzivanu. Ela de Mahade Mavarchan ala Minag, Mishum, Din Etzem Bechefsa Shalahem. It's inherent in the status of what you're doing. De Lav Torah's Mitzvahs Behu Lavarich Alehen. De Rakal Mitzvahs Mavarchan Vabalam and Huggis. You don't make Brach on a Minag. You make a bracha on a mitzvah. I yantav sheni, as we're going to see, that's a mitzvah inherently. The chovas gavra is minhag, but the action itself is a chefsa shel mitzvah. V'zeh sheim acher lo betzem achefsa. Sheim minhag v'lo sheim mitzvah. Dekachai seikar takana meikara. Sheyinhagu bazeh b'tores minhag. V'lo b'tores takana u'mitzvah mechudeshes b'divrei sofrim. V'lachein, that's why you don't make a bracha, because the Rambam holds, you only make a bracha on mitzvahs and not on minhagim. Well, if he's the haram of war, madam of bracha miyatav sheni shal mitzvahs, hanoagos behen, you make a bracha on the second day of yantif and chutzlah, aretz alach yedas matz, alach yedas mar, v'chulu, and davening, nehid de kolatzvo shal yantav sheni, be'ikr takanaso, din toras minhag alav, de loas u'l yantav mechudash midivrei sofrim, they didn't make it a holiday midir abadon like Purim and Chanukah. No, those aren't minhagim. Rak she'ina gubim minhag avasin biyadeyem. Avos harizem mikom akom, da ha-mitzvah she'no'agos b'ho k'mo achilas matzah v'chadomeh. Al kopanim b'ikar dinam, toras mitzvahs b'hu b'etzem achefsa. Do'lo ishtani she'im achilas matzah b'lo she'inim achilas matzah b'lo t'yantav rishon. The first night and second night of Pesach, you're eating matzah. You're eating matzah. One night you have to eat matzah because it's a chiyav, and one night you have to eat matzah because it's a minhag. But you're eating matzah. And that's chalos she'im mitzvah, and therefore it gets a bracha. Ela shechiyuva hu rak midivrei sofer mitoras minag. V'zelo ichmas lan klal in yibracha. You can be mechalif between the chefza shel something, the institution itself, and the reason I have to do it. Right? Like they talk about Beishamai Shita. I don't have any chiyuv to do Beishamai Shita. But it's called the chefza shel Torah. In the institution of Beishamai is part of the institution of Torah. And Adin de Rabbanan, that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah, even though the Chovas Gavra is only a Chi of Durabanan. Okay, and then he gets into, what about Tosas? What with Tosas? Tosas says you can make a bracha on Minhagim. So you have to check out the, as we said yesterday, the Machlokas of which Minhagim, about like Halal and Rosh Chodesh, that's the case of Machlokas. What exactly is the Machlokas between the Rabbam and the Tosas, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rabbah? Okay. So let's continue now. So we're on Lamed Aleph Beis, three lines to the bottom. So the Gemara just quoted the second view, as I mentioned, Taman Amrin. We just quoted that Reb Nechemya Svara does not switch Chanata for Avos Shlish, but it switches to Bishvat for Rosh Hashanah Aleph Tishrei. So the Gemara says that doesn't fit. Hesiv Reb Yudin Bar Palya Kumi Reb Yonah Hare Charuvin. What about Caribs? Hare Hein Chotin Kodem Rosh Hashanah Kashal Olam. Caribs have chanata way early, very early. They have chanata before Rosh Hashanah, before Aleph Tishrei, famous Asun Lavo, and yet we know that caribs go by Meiser of the following year. So if you're telling me the cutoff point is Rosh Hashanah, but that doesn't work for caribs, so Gemara says, Reb Yonah answered, V'lo Shamya Adam Reb Chinina Bar Papa. Don't you know what Rabbi Chinina, or the other gear says Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, one of our papa's sons, Charuvin Shel Shulan, Hi Chanatan. Right, we just had that on yesterday's daf. Right? When do the Charuvin become mature? When they start hanging down in chains. So that is the Chanata of Charuvin. Remember, Charuvin is all Durabanan, we said yesterday, Shir. So this is what Chazal said. That's their important stage of development. So that's it. That's later. That hanging down is later than Rosh Hashanah, so therefore it's okay. That's why you go by the later year, because we have to re-understand what Chanata is for Charuvin. Adkan number three. So remember, what was number one shot of Reb Nechemya? Reb Nechemya switched for the trees that only produce one crop and not two crops, so you switch it from Chanata Tavoshlish. The second shot was you switch it from Tu Bishvat to Rosh Hashanah. Third shot we're about to have now, you switch both. Amar Rabbi Yosa. You look at the Mara folder for a second on the third line. Amar Rabbi Yosa, Svirle de Travaihu Akar. He's going to be Oker both parts of Reb Nechemya. So Amar Rabbi Yosa, Hevi Shlish Kodem Rosh Hashanah Shel Olam. There it is. You switch both. The key is, if they grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, Misasar L'Shavar, it goes by last year, Lacha Rosh Hashanah Shalola, Misasar L'Aba, and if it brings a Shlish after Rosh Hashanah, then you go by the following year. So he switched both. He says, Reb Nechemya switched both. Hey, so Reb Zeira, Kumi Reb Yasa. Reb Zeira asked Reb Yosa, who said this third pshat. I don't understand. Pa'amim Shashanim Afilo. Sometimes the years are delayed, right? It doesn't rain for a long time, and everything's delayed, and all the growths are delayed. V'tmarim Atilo Sa'ar, Lacha Rosh Hashanah Shel Olam. And the dates only become full after Rosh Hashanah. V'ed Mitzasel L'Shavar. And yet, it goes by the previous year. So if you have a late blooming year, everything can happen after Rosh Hashanah. And some of them were going to go by the previous year. So how do you work that out? So we'll get back to that lashon. So first, Reb Zeira answered his own question. Reb Zeira asked the kasha on Reb Yosa, and then he gave his own answer. Reb Zeira, lo min daite have Reb Yosa amar hada milsa. He didn't say this by himself. He didn't make this up himself, Reb Yosa. It must be, ela min hada de Reb Yochanan de Reb Shimon min Lakish. He must have heard Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish. He must have understood that they understood Reb Nechemya as switching from Chanata to Havashlish. And for some reason, once he heard that, he felt that if you switch that, you got to switch the other din also. He must have understood it. He wouldn't have come up with this himself. It must be that he understood that he go by Havashlish, and for somehow, maybe he thought that Chanata only has to do with Tu Bishvat. Right, as the Gemara describes in Rosh Hashanah about the sap going into the tree. The second he hears Havashlish, which Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, it must be somehow that Havashlish, okay, we go back to Rosh Hashanah. Must be that's what he understood. Okay, so that is all number three, that he uproots both dinim. See the Lashon Ma'afilos, what does that remind us of? Right, the end of Parshas Va'era. Find the Vajayir with the Mefarshim wonder what these two psukim are doing stuck in there. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Paro. And he's talking about the Makkah of Barad, of hail. But Yom Re'la Moshe, Kitseisi Yasoyir, Ephrosis Kapai Al Hashem. When I go out of the city, I'm going to stretch out my hands to Hashem. Hakolos Yechdalun, the sounds will stop. Bar lo yeod, and there won't be any more bar. Olaman teda ki Hashem haaretz, and you'll know. I'm telling you about Barad. You'll know, right? This is right after Paro says, "Ani Hashem atzadik v'ani v'amihar shayim." Right? He Barad did him in, but Moshe says that olaman teda ki Hashem haaretz. V'atav avadecha yadati ki terem tirun mebnei Hashem alokim. But I know that you're not going to hold out in your emuna. Moshe says, I know that you're not going to hold out. Next pasuk. By the way, the flax and the barley have been destroyed. Because they are already grown. The wheat and the kusemes, those grains, have not been destroyed by the barad. Same word, right? Like we have right here. Afilos. They're late bloomers. Okay, thank you very much. And then the parah continues. Moshe leaves, and he stretches out his hands, and the barad stops. And Paro sees. And he doesn't let it out. What are those two psukim doing there? Right? The Mefarshim are bothered. Like, what do we have to know that for? Moshe's like, okay, when I go out, the bar is going to stop. Oh, by the way, the late blooming stuff didn't get destroyed yet. And then Moshe goes out and dab it. Like, what do we have to know that for? What are those? Afilo saying, Rashi quotes, Mi'ucharos. They're late. V'adayin ha'yurachos. They're still very soft. Remember, if it's a very hard stalk, then right when you have a big wind or barad, boom, it's going to break. But if it's very soft, it could sway, and therefore it's not broken yet. That's what Rashi says. They were late bloomers. All the ace of asade, yishlavarish pshutosha mikra, ba'asavim ha'omdim, biklachim ha'ru'uyim lukos ba'barad. It means all the stuff that's grown already, that should be destroyed. Umedrish Rebbe Tanchuma, Rashi quotes. Medrish Rebbe Tanchuma. No. That's what Rashi's. The Torah is just telling us, you know, there are some things that didn't get destroyed. Why is that so important? So Rashi quotes, Ki afilos pile plaos naasu lahem shalalaku. It was a miracle. Not afilos, literally late, but it was a miracle they didn't get destroyed. Why weren't they destroyed? Because the Ramban, the Arachayim, Hashem wanted to leave open a little bit open. For Bechira Chavshis, so you can see that, you see the bar didn't do everything. Remember, like the others? One animal of the Jews didn't get killed in Dever, and it must be that Hashem's making the whole thing up. Right? It happened that 1201, all the firstborns died. You leave open a little Pesach, and that's it. And that's what the Ramban discusses. Again, the Ramban already here mentioned his question. The Ramban wonders. What do these do? The Ramban just bothered, what's it doing here before the conversation? Right? Because it's just say Moshe went out and davened and they didn't listen. And right? Just finish Moshe's conversation. Who's bothered by this? Shehein divrei Moshe paro. This is part of Moshe Rabbeinu's words. Moshe says, I'm going to David to remove the barad, but only what it was destroyed. Right? Vitam hapish, this is Eben Ezra is talking now. Vitam hapish of asura huks nukasa zelo yashuv lo espalal rapam. Zelo yashuv. Right? Whatever was destroyed was destroyed. Shemalo kodem ti ra'un v'amardem Hashem ha-tzadik kama huksa hapish of asura lo yashuv l'rif ua. Aval achita v'akusemes lo nuku adayin. Umayata lo yipasi lechem davar. Okay, I'm not going to dive in for those grains. The Ramban wonders, vainly tam b'fir shazeh. Right? What does that mean? You're right. Ki abard v'huka kol eis v'asad v'kol eis shavar v'lo nimbu to achid v'akusem es rakwa deshe nafilos v'lo tzom chuklad. They didn't grow yet. So what are you going to talk about? What do you have to say? Okay, I'm not going to dive in for them to come back. Right? Om ebrei kanusan lo nifsitu ki od titzmechena v'yemken afilo yered aleem barad od yamim lo yazik. What are you telling him for? By the way, I'm not going to daven for these other crops because they didn't grow yet. Oh, what is that telling me? V'al dati, says the Ramban, shem divrei Moshe el paro. I agree with the Rav Sadia Gaon that it's part of Moshe's words, but differently. Sha'amar lahem, yadati ki terem sur hamakos tiraun va'achar kein tishnu bi'ival aschem. You're gonna sin more. You're gonna sin more. Aval apishta va'sa'ora nuksa va'achita va'kusem es shehein l'kol chayaschem lo nuku b'maka azos. He's just telling us that some of the food that's for your animals wasn't destroyed. V'hein bi'ad elokim la'abedosa mikem im tashuvu v'tachtu l'fanav. There's some left. Hashem's in charge of what gets destroyed. Hashem gets in charge of what stays up. It's all part of Moshe Rabbeinu's talking. The Or HaChaim is even more specific. The Or HaChaim says, no, it means that he left some up so they could think that, oh, you see, not everything was destroyed. That's what the he says here in the end of Va'era. Let me just find the line. He says, that's what it means, Pile Plos. Hashem Hifli Ela Yitzla Ki Ein Shlitas Alkei Yisrael Bakol Hoveh. V'zeh yagid chas v'shalom hashituf. V'ein shlita bakol. V'zeh hayelo makom lachbid libo. V'lezeh amar Moshe, yadati ki terem tira'un. V'taymo, why do I know that you're not going to do tshuva yet? Because hapishta v'asar v'chida lo nuku. V'as Hashem pelezeh lachazek lev paro kasher diber v'ani achazek. Lav dafka that it was really it was late. Afilos, like the Gemara says, pile plos. I'm going to make a wonder. It should have all gotten destroyed, but I'm going to leave a few that didn't get destroyed, just so that you could be misled, if you want to be misled, and keep having your heart hardened. Okay, that's in terms of the word ma'afilos. That comes up here, afilosena, the Ramban, the Arachayim HaKadosh, there in Shmos. Okay, we're up to number four. Number four, which is really number one. Rabbi Yaakov, see a little more than halfway down. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Shmuel Baraba. Hey, this is what Rabbi Chaya did. Hey, Vishlish Kodem Machamisha, Asar Bishvat, Misashel Shavar. Havash Lish before two Bishvat, last year. Lachar Chamisha, Asar Bishvat, Misaser Lahabab. So basically, that's the same shot of Ezra Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Amr Abzira, Vyaz, Abzira says, I think this shot is correct. That the only switch, the Marafolda has a different shot of this line, but we're going to go with the Pnei Moshe's shot. I think it's right, says Rabbi Zira, that the only switch was to Bishvat, I'm sorry, the only switch was Chanata to Havah Shlish. They didn't switch the date. Why? Because we have a precedent. We have a precedent of switching stages of development without switching dates. And what's that? Harei Esrog. Remember we spoke about this at the end of Shir yesterday. Esrog and citrus fruits. Akarta Chanata v'lo Akarta Shnaso. In Esrog, the Mishnayos say, is not exactly like a fruit. We give it some halachis of a vegetable. Right, we treat an esrog because of the way that it grows with the rain, and the later rains affect its growth. So that is why we say b'shas l'kitaso isuro, like a vegetable. With the year that you harvest it is the year that it has determined the year for chumas and maestros. So what do you see from the esrog? You switch the stage of maestros, right? You don't switch the date, right? You switch by, you go by Lakita. You don't go by Chanata. You don't go by Havash Lish. You go by Lakita. So just like by an Esrog, you switch the date, the important stage. You went from Chanata to Havash Lish. So do we. You went from Chanata to Lakita. So here too, you go from Chanata to Havash Lish. So that's what Reb Zeira says. Hari Esrog, Akarta Chanata. So you switch the Chanata to Lakita. V'lo akarta shnasa, you don't switch the year, you don't switch to Bishvat. So if akana akarta shnasa v'lo akarta chanato, here you're going to do the opposite. I don't think that you, the second shot, the Taman Amrin, I don't think that's right. I don't think you would switch the year and not switch the stage of development. And that's why Rebbe Zeira agrees with 1 and 4, which is really the same. You switch the stage of development, you don't switch the date. Good. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia by Kumi Reb Zeira. I have another question. We asked a similar question like this weeks ago. We had a line like this. Me'ata Shlish Harishon L'Sha'avar V'Shlish Hasheni Lavava. You want to say Avah Shlish is the crucial time? Fine. But why don't you split it then? If you have Avah Shlish before, let's say, Tu B'Shvat, and then all the growth, the second two-thirds of the growth, happened after Tu B'Shvat, why don't you split it? Say everything that grew beforehand, this developed part, the Chumas and Maestros should go by the previous year. And later on, which means what? Which means by the end of the whole thing grows, take one-third of it and put it, do it for the previous year, and two-thirds of it, do it for the following year. Someone says you can't do that. Why? Amar le, Shlish HaRishon Kasha Lavo. It's not equal times in terms of their stages of development. The first third, it's tough. It goes much slower. It's much slower, but it's really significant growth, right? Until it gets to be a fruit from zero to a third. Shlusha rishon kasha lavo. Mekivan shuba miyado gadel. And once it gets to that third, then it zooms. Then it goes very quickly. Right? Because sometimes it's hard to, like, at the beginning of a process, but once the process starts, then it goes very quickly. So that is why the first part of the development, getting to a third, that's most significant. That's crucial, and that's why, again, kasha lavo, it's hard to come, but once it comes, it's very significant, and therefore, kivan shuba, miyadu gawa. That's what Rabbi Zeira answers Rabun. Amar Rabbi Ba says, the question is, switch the gears here, ka'aris uman yalav Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira spoke like a professional farmer. Wow. He gives this development, this chachma, that the first third, it's slower, but it grows a lot. So ki aris, or the girsa of the Marafolda, is min aris. He must have had an expert sharecropper to teach him that, right? Either he's an expert in this area. He's an expert. Where else do you see this? Shmuel Amar. And Shmuel says, you see that he's an expert, that the first part takes longer. Shisin yom and shisa alay. The first 60 days, only 6 leaves develop. Shisa yom, the next 6 days, shisin alay. Right, the next 6 days, get 60 leaves. So you see, it's hard at the beginning, but then it flies. Stop there for a moment. So the horticultural or botanical, the botanical prowess of Rebbe Zeira is the other Amoraim are very impressed by how much he knows about plants and trees. It reminds me of the Hakdama of the Pas HaShulchan. Remember, Rebbe Yisrael Mishklov, one of the Talmidim of the Gra. Right, we have 2 or 3 sources that are the best sources for stories about the Gra, because they're from his Talmidim. So Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, I think, wrote a Hakdama to the Sefer Tzidiusa, the Kabbalistic Sefer, but I don't have a copy of that. But the Pas HaShulchan, the Hakdama to Pas HaShulchan, we saw Mishklov, who eventually came to Eretz Yisrael and tried, a lot of tragedy in his life. So in his Hakdama to the Sefer, man, the Pas HaShulchan is important for Shvius. Right, we have the Shulchan Aruch, and then we have the Ramah, which is called the Mapah, right? That's the tablecloth on the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Rav Yisrael Mishklov wrote the Pa'as HaShulchan, the corner of the table. It's all about the mitzvahs of Tulias Ba'aretz that the Shulchan Aruch didn't go into very much in depth. And that's why it's the Pa'as HaShulchan. So there in the Akdama, he talks all about the Grub, his Rebbe, and all the stories about putting his feet in ice water, and the guy coming to take a test on Masech HaSukkah, which didn't work out so well for him when the Grub was sitting in the Sukkah. But one of them also, he says, my Rebbe, the Grub, was a bucky in every single wisdom. And he lists off all the wisdoms. Music, he lists off botany, he lists off all the trees and the... He says, because all of the chachmas helped the Gra in terms of his chachmas haTorah. And he says there the way that I heard the story is that he wanted to go to medical school. He says he wanted to become a baki in chachmas hanituach. But his father didn't want him to go because then he would be the best doctor in the world. Then he'd have to spend his life healing and not being the Gra. So he didn't. But okay. Either way, this is comes from Rav Zeira. Zeira here also had that status. Interesting. Just one. No, let's just continue. Then I'll give the mashal. Let's continue first. Tani Rav Shugam Lielomer Meotzosalin Vadapagin Chamishim Yom. From the beginning leaves coming out until Chanata. Pagan is Chanata, 50 days. 50 days. Even though not much is apparent during those days. You just get to the beginning of the fruit. The leaves come out, but you see, it goes slower. But minapagin varashisin anovlos chamishim yom, from Chanata to shisin, which means growing a shlish, 50. Minashisin anovlos varateina chamishim yom, 50. So you see, the first 50, not much happens. But really a lot happens because it's just harder to develop at the beginning. Rebbe Omer, this is a good thing to know. Well, Rebbe first says, Kula d'arbam abram yom. It's not 50-50-50, it's 40-40-40. Okay. This is good to know because if you ever picked a fig and you don't know when it blossomed, when it had chanata, Amar Rebbe Yona, Mona Mea Yomen Lamafred. Just count back 100 because we just said, all each stage are 50. So if you come back 100, you'll know when exactly Chanata happened. If you pass going backwards 100 days, if you pass Tu Bishvat, then you know when Chanata was. You know Chanata was before Tu Bishvat. If you didn't pass Tu Bishvat, then you know it's from this year. Period. Adkan. So interesting, the Gemara here said before that sometimes the earlier stages it takes longer. It takes a longer time. It reminds me a little bit of, we know there is a Machlokas Rashi Rambam about Ma'achol Ben Drusai. Ma'achol Ben Drusai is an important stage of food. Something becomes somewhat edible. Ben Drusai was the bandit who always had to eat on the run. So Ma'achol Ben Drusai, Machlokas Ben Rashi and the Rambam, whether it's a half-cooked or a third-cooked. That is a Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a half-cooked, Rambam Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Tes Halacha Hey, while Rashi, Shabbos Yutes Chaf, Mevashel Bishulo Shlish. So it's a third-cooked. It's a third-cooked, not a half-cooked. That's the Machlokas Rashi Rambam. So, Machu Ben Drusai, how do you determine, let's say Hilcha Shabbos? So we Paskin in Hilcha Shabbos, going from before Machu Ben Drusai and making something Machu Ben Drusai on Shabbos, that's an Isur Daraisa, that's Bishul Daraisa. Bishul Daraisa making something Machu Ben Drusai. There is a Machlokas Rambam Rashba. What about from Machu Ben Drusai to Mevushal Kol Tzarcho? Is that also Daraisa? Is that also Daraisa? The Rambam seems to say yes. Even going from Machu Ben Drusai, which means edible, to fully cooked, that's also Asur Daraisa Bishul. And the Rashba says no. The Rashba says no. Once it's Machu Ben Drusai, it's cooked. It's cooked. And you cook it more, but that's not Bishul Daraisa. Okay, that's Machlokas. How do you measure Machlo Ben Drusai? A third or a half cooked? So the Chazon Ish writes in Hilcha Shabbos, you go by time. If it takes 3 hours to cook, so then the first third is Machlo Ben Drusai, if you say it's the third. And an hour and a half is if you say half cooked. Good. Sounds straightforward. But some other Achronim say, it's not so pashut. Why? Because sometimes the first third, it doesn't cook as much. To go from raw to a third, the steak is now a third cooked, that's not, less happens, so to speak, in terms of edibility between that and, let's say, the next third or the final third, where really, once the first part of the development happened, it's not equal development of the steak in each of the thirds. Right, so like here, the ground, it's not exactly the same. So it's not so simple how to measure Machlo Ben Drusai. We don't mess around with Machlo Ben Drusai anyway. We don't say, is it edible, not edible? We don't put ourselves in that situation in general. Okay, let's just continue up to the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amrulo, let's get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a Machlokas. Remember the Mishnah spoke about Beno Shuach? Then the Mishnah said, what about Persos? So Rabbi Yehuda said, Persos also. It takes a year to grow, so if it does Chanata during Shemitah, so it's going to be the following year. The first year after Shemitah is when it's going to be its Kedusha Shvias. And the Chacham say back, no, only Bnei Shuach. So what's this Machlokas about? So we get back to that. So Amar lo Hariyimcha b'Tveria, Variosas l'shana achas. You're in Tveria. You're in Tveria. Don't you have, right, they say you're in Tveria, and you see, it takes 1 year. So Amar lo, he says to them, Variyimcha b'Tziporin, you're in Tzipori. Venosas l'shteishanim. Right, they say to him, don't you have the these types of figs in Tveria? And it's the same year. And he says, no, you're in Tzipori. Don't you have those? That takes 2 years. What's going on here? What is this, Machlokas and Metzius? So the Turi Evan, Shagas Aryeh, the Turi Evan and Rosh Hashanah. This Mishnah is also quoted there. Turi Rosh Hashanah says it must be that there were figs in Tveria that it took 1 year. There were figs in Tzipori that took 2 years, two types of figs, and then you find a fig, and you don't know where it's from. You find a stama fig. So the machlokas is about the rove. Machlokas is, where do you assume that this one comes from? Devada ika parso shosas l'shana kani tveria. Vika lebe shana kani tzipori. And va'osas lebe shanim shvias lamosei shvias l'chulu. Lo nechlu ela bestama. You get one from a guy, you get one from a Jew who you can't trust his kashrus. That's the machlokas, right? Whose do you say it goes by? Tveria and Tzipori. Okay, we have to stop here. Maybe we'll start with this next time. We're talking about Tveria and Tzipori. Tveria and Tzipori. Remember that Gemara in Shabbos? I wish, right? One of the Amoraim said, I wish that I could be from those who accept Shabbos in Tveria and those who our Motsoi Shabbos in Tzipori, because Tveria was in the valley, and therefore the sun is blocked earlier, you start Shabbos earlier, Tzipori is later, so we'll talk about that by the Shem, maybe beginning of Shir next time. Okay, we'll stop here.